This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hurricane hits Texas coast.
The number of customers without power is growing every few minutes.
Recall vote for California governor.
We need Gavin Newsom.
Booster shot debate.
The real question is, what are the risks associated with waiting?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A hard rain pounds the Texas coast. Hurricane Nicholas, with top sustained winds of 75 miles an hour, came ashore overnight, and now it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. Weakened, but still a ferocious rainmaker that's causing flash floods and knocking out power. CBS's Janet Shamlian is outside Houston.
Roads are covered with water and visibility is almost zero in some areas. This is definitely a big rainmaker. Besides the power outages, wind gusts have been bringing down trees. Officials are asking people just to stay put right now, to buckle down. Do not go outside. There are traffic lights out all over the region. It's going to be like this throughout the day.
CBS News meteorologist Jeff Berardelli.
This rainfall is tremendous. So we're talking about anywhere from 8 to 12 inches of rain. Heaviest rain really could be anywhere from the Mississippi coast straight through New Orleans. They've had 2 to 3 times the amount of normal rain over the past couple of weeks or so, and that extends all the way west towards Port Arthur and Lake Charles.
It's still a bad scene in parts of Louisiana that were blasted by Hurricane Ida. CBS's David Begno has a story from the storm zone.
High above Barataria, Louisiana, surrounded by floodwater and just beyond a pile of trash, was a coffin that had floated away during Hurricane Ida. The graveyard where it had floated from was just 300 yards away, and it was underwater. We spotted a nameplate, Esther Morton. I Googled the name, found the obituary, and reached one of her daughters, who told us that Mrs. Morton had been buried here 8 years ago.
Oh, my Lord. It's been a while. Since 2013.
That was the last time Troy Harvey saw his grandmother's casket.
I don't know how we're supposed to get the casket back into its place. Oh, Jesus. If there's anybody that can help us with this.
Troy Harvey did not have to look far to find that help.
I got a trailer, man. We'll take him and put it to rest.
Seriously, bro? Thank you, my brother.
It is estimated that between 30 and 50 caskets were displaced due to Hurricane Ida's storm surge.
It's a day of decision in California. Keep the governor in office or replace him. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering the recall election.
As he tries to stay in office, Gavin Newsom had his final campaign stop last night.
We have 24 more hours to vote no on this Republican recall.
And Newsom brought with him some high-profile support.
The president of the United States.
President Biden said the stakes are high.
The eyes of the nation. The eyes of the nation on California.
Earlier, Newsom's main opponent, conservative radio talk show host Larry Elder, made his case why Newsom must go.
Tell me where this man has done anything that has been beneficial for Californians in the 2 years he's been in office.
All sides say voter turnout will determine if the recall wins or fails. Sean Clegg is Newsom's chief strategist.
This is a turnout election. It's really not been a persuasion election. There's been about mobilizing your side.
18 years ago, California had another recall election. Then Governor Gray Davis was ousted and replaced by actor Arnold Schwarzenegger. This time the characters are different, and most recent public opinion polls give the edge to Newsom. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Two FDA experts who were set to leave their posts are among an international group of scientists arguing against COVID-19 vaccine booster shots, at least for now. Their opinion piece in The Lancet cites studies that indicate the vaccines still work despite the high-powered Delta variant. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
Immunity does go down over time. By getting a booster shot, there is no real downside, and there is significant increase in immunity. So the real question is, what are the risks associated with waiting And is the quest for certainty dangerous?
An FDA decision on a third Pfizer shot could come as early as Friday. Amazon says it's increased its average starting pay to $18 an hour. It's also offering a $3,000 signing bonus in some areas as it looks to hire 125,000 warehouse and transportation workers. At a congressional hearing, Republicans called the U.S. pullout from Afghanistan a disaster and a disgrace. America's top diplomat defended it.
Testifying remotely, Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised the U.S.-led evacuation of 124,000 people from Afghanistan.
The evacuation itself was an extraordinary effort under the most difficult conditions imaginable.
But Republicans like Texas Congressman Michael McCaul say the bloody and chaotic U.S. exit was a surrender to the Taliban.
Mr. Secretary, the American people don't like to lose, especially not to the terrorists.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
House Democrats have unveiled a plan for tax hikes on big corporations and the wealthy to pay for trillions in social spending that President Biden has proposed. CBS's Sarah Ewall Weiss.
House Democrats are proposing the corporate tax rate be increased to 26.5% for corporations making more than $5 million. The wealthiest Americans would also see their income tax rate go up to 39.6%. But the smallest businesses would see their tax rate actually drop to 18%.
In a federal court in Minneapolis, the four former police officers in the George Floyd case will be arraigned today. They're charged with violating Floyd's civil rights. Derek Chauvin was convicted of murder in state court, and the criminal trial of the other three is set for March. Court action in Texas on the heels of the state's restrictive new abortion law.
Travis County District Judge Karen Crump has blocked Texas Right to Life from suing Planned Parenthood over the state's new six-week abortion ban at least until April. TRL's Kimberlyn Schwartz says anyone not associated with her organization is still eligible to sue the abortion provider if they violate the ban.
As long as Planned Parenthood continues to comply with the law, injunction or no injunction, Texas Right to Life wouldn't be able to sue anyways.
Planned Parenthood says they are in compliance and now their health care workers will have some protection from frivolous lawsuits. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Apple has released a software patch to fix a weakness in iPhones and other devices that could let hackers in without any user action. The vulnerability was first exploited by an Israeli cyber firm. It's not clear how many Apple users had devices infected. Some big shows open today as Broadway bounces back from its pandemic shutdown.
Several popular productions are reopening in New York City for the first time since the pandemic started. Shows like Wicked, The Lion King, Chicago, and Hamilton are all welcoming back fully vaccinated crowds.
I am not throwing away my shot.
Fans will also have to wear masks, but they're not the first shows to raise the curtain.
I pushed B-52 and bombed it with the blues.
The Boss got a huge standing ovation when Springsteen on Broadway ran for a limited time this summer. Passover, Hadestown, and Waitress have also been back in business for a few weeks. A few other shows open later this month, including Moulin Rouge and Aladdin. Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
And by the end of the year, if all goes as planned, 39 shows will have begun runs on Broadway. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.